nights away. Fantastic. Thank you, Courtney. Courtney Barnett, live at Electric Lady Studios. It'd be silly otherwise.
I didn't realize we were going to have the...
What do you want to do?
The liberty of having these wonderful players with us out.
Oh, yeah, it's
you
nice.
You know, yeah. Okay.
This is cool.
We're ready? Okay. Most everything.
nothing about the president of democracy, know it that way. I can say anything I wanna say, so fuck the SEC, fuck the FBI, fuck the CIA. People telling I'm paranoid. I admit I'm getting pretty nervous, boy. It just gets tougher every day. Sit around and watch it while it slips away. And call the traitor and the patriot. Call me anything you want to, but just don't forget your history. Dirty linen dies a week and I'll be free. So let the FCC, let the FBI, let the CIA. Never live in a motherfucking USA.
got a story for you, and it's a good one too. And it's got the whereabouts are we staying? Yeah, okay, I've got it. Got it now. It'll feature later on. It's a good one too. And it goes like this. You know the bride looked a picture in the gown that her mama wore. When she was married herself nearly 27 years before, they had to change the style a little, but it looked just fine. Stayed up all night, but they got it finished just in time. Now on the arm of her daddy, she's walking down the aisle. I see her catching my eye and give me a secret smile. Maybe it's too old-fashioned, but we once were close friends. But the way she looks today, she never could have been. Well, I can see her now in her red blue jeans, pumping all her money in the record machine, spinning like a topper. You should have seen her go. I know the bride when she used to run the road. Well, a proud daddy only wanna give his little girl the best, so he put down the brand on a cozy little lover's nest. You could have called the reception an unqualified success. At the Aloft Hotel for 117 family members and a couple of dozen other uninvited guests. Just take a look at the bridegroom, smiling, pleased as pie. Shaking hands all around with a classy look in his eye. He got a real good job and his shirt and tie is nice, mama, nice. But I remember the time when she never would have looked at him twice. No, no, no. I can see her now drinking with the boys, breaking their hearts like they were toys. She used to do the pony, used to do the stroll. I know the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to run. Yeah, yeah. Walkman on, jumping up and down to her favorite song. I still remember when she used to wanna make a lot of noise, hopping and a bopping with the street corner boys. She used to wanna party, used to wanna go. I know the bride when she used to rock the rope. I knew the bride when she used to rock and say. I know the bride when she used to rock and roll. I know the bride when she used to rock and roll. When she used to do the pony, pony in the stroller. She used to do the monkey, hitchhike baby, pony in the stroller, 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 pony in the stroller. Somebody stop me. Only in the stroller, only in the soul. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you. No straitjackets. Thanks so much, everyone.
Muchas gracias, damas y caballeros. Viva rock and roll. Viva Nick Lowe.
I'm going to go to print publications. I'm not doing any more stand-up either. I'm not performing until Major League Baseball addresses it with a baseball player. And we hear about why there needs to be... I did have a stand-up bit around it. Like, I might have even done it on the show. I mean, it's like, you know, scouts are sitting around. Hey, Ted, how you think it's going to be? Oh, man. You know, I think he's going to be really good above replacement. Like, he's going to be, yeah, he's what? So, like, I started writing this piece. I'm going to read some of my writing today about violence in schools. I was looking stuff over, thinking about my show today. It's going to be my last show until Major League Baseball gets rid of the war stat, W-A-R. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about war. So, yeah, I'm going to read an essay I wrote about the Uvalde that I wrote after the Uvalde, Texas school shooting. I play a friend from Texas who I met in Texas playing baseball. Met him here, then we reconvened in Texas playing baseball. And, yeah, tired of war. So, some more music, and then I'll get into Prop 50. See, this is the radio show. It was originally conceived as just me really not talking about politics at all, even though I, you know, I follow current events and I read books, like, you know, reading History of the City of Spain right now, and I love books. Books and music are what I have. My crush is driving me crazy. You guys have heard about this a million times. But I try to have a good life. I'm just concerned about people I don't like. I just think we can do better. And it starts with some different ideas, one of those being Major League Baseball addressing why there's a stat called WAR, which translates to wins above replacement. Just jamming it in there. The national pastime. You know what our national pastime is? WAR.
Oh,
So yeah, since it looks like it's going to be my last show, and I'm really going to miss doing this. I love doing this, but I'm not performing stand-up or doing any radio until Major League Baseball drops the stat. War wins above replacements. Disgusting. So I guess I'm going to play some of my favorite tunes. I already have already. We are Chuck, me and Giuliani down by the schoolyard. How prescient is that, right? I picked up a CD at Streetlight a long time ago called The Sounds of Young New York 2. And I got to play it at an art opening. I was helping out this arts organization there. They let me gallery sit. I exhibited. Super cool. And what's coming up next? I don't know. Kind of just scrolling through here. My phone. I don't want to give you too much. I assume I do have at least a few listeners who listen all the time, so I appreciate that. But I could be wrong about that. So I'm kind of, I want to play everything I've played somewhat so far. I do love Benoit and Sergio. Smashing Pumpkins. Well, there's one song on here that I listened to this morning. Here we go. I'm trying to play Bruce Springsteen. Hold on.
What it means to steal, to cheat, to lie.
right. Pretty cool tune. So, yeah, I mean, gerrymandering is coming up, but I said earlier that I think we miss the point of entry on how to solve some of our big issues. So, this is, I think, you know, I found out recently that there's more guns in this country than there are people. And I'll never forget where I was. I was the dentist, and looking up at the screen and seeing the Sandy Hook massacre. And it's just unthinkable. And so we don't need gun control. What's gun control going to do when there's more guns than people? We need a better society. So I wrote this, and that's achieved through the media, getting, you know, just a lot of corruption. And there's, but there's a lot of great people in the world. There's a lot of great people in this country. I'm very much a patriot. So I wrote this. There was, after Uvalde shooting, there was another school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. I watched an interview. This is hard to read because it's the light's not great and it's handwritten. I watched an interview with a little girl who survived it. She was somehow miraculously composed. I don't know how. I don't know how. Possibly still in shock, maybe. Her best friend was shot and killed. Her friend that was right next to her saw this interview on the New York Times Instagram post. She smeared herself with blood, her friend's blood, afraid, terrified, I would imagine, that the killer would come back and kill her as well in her school. And I say friend, well, aren't we really all friends at that age? Innocent of the world, innocent, I suppose, until something, some thing happens. It's a thing, isn't it? Not even in an event. Not even an event. Event seems too neutral for what happened. Event, like it is something likely to happen. Though now it is likely to happen, this thing. Where children are slaughtered, slaughtered right next to their friend, who these 2 minutes before were discussing what exactly? Unicorns? Puppies? Laughing, perhaps, at a ladybug which may have landed on their friend's back. I was on the bus with a little angel named Charlie yesterday. His sweet mama, a school teacher, a science teacher. I worked selling tour tickets, and yesterday was the first day that I hopped on the bus, and I was allowed to talk about the city I love, making jokes, letting 2 little angels, the other being sweet little Alvin, wearing a little t-shirt that said, Mama's Boy. He sang to the bus a song before he departed. He was wearing a little yellow cap with a duck on it. Charlie sat right up front with me and guided the tour a little. He did great.